I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the Local Food Report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth talks with a young farmer from Brewster who's coaxing a few extra months out of our short local growing season.
Lucas Dinwiddie is crouched low, pounding garden stakes down to secure a long ribbon of black landscape cloth to the frozen ground on Halcyon Farm. It's early January, but Lucas is already thinking about next year's crops. The structure he's building today will help him get a jump on the upcoming season.
So I'm constructing a mobile greenhouse. It's the basic, you know, same design as like a normal hoop house, metal framing, but this one is on what they call pipe tracks. So you put little pipe wheels on the bottom of each rib, and then it can roll back and forth along just regular galvanized steel piping.
When it's finished, the greenhouse will be covered on all sides with plastic and will slide back and forth over two fields. The idea is that it can cover different crops at different times of the year.
It's a two-plot movable greenhouse, so it's a 25-foot greenhouse in length, and it moves back and forth over a 50-foot span. So the idea is I could plant lettuce in February in the ground, inside the hoop, and then once, you know, I feel like the weather's is getting warmer, I could slide the hoop off of the lettuce and then plant it and then cover tomatoes, so I could plant tomatoes, you know, 4 to 6 weeks earlier than you would.
Using this system, Lucas will have lettuce and tomatoes at least a month sooner than he would normally. Cost-wise, this is huge. He can build and buy the materials for only one greenhouse, but get a jump on two different fields. He's also likely to get a better price for his greens and tomatoes early in the season before there's a glut. And finally, since the lettuce and tomatoes will be harvested earlier than usual, he can plant those two fields again in the summer and fall and start the process over.
And then once the frost-free date comes, you could slide the greenhouse back off the tomatoes over, say, something that likes heat even more, like peppers or melons. And then you could plant your spinach where the tomatoes were, and once the melons are done, which you would extend that season, your melons or peppers because they're under hoop, you just slide it back over your spinach or your arugula or your fall greens. You basically get 14 months out of a 12-month season.
That idea comes from Elliot Coleman. He's famous among farmers and gardeners for harvesting greens and other vegetables year-round in cold mid-coast Maine.
He's kind of on the forefront of movable structures. And the great thing with this is that, like, I have one of the greenhouses stationary. It's really hard to keep the moisture in the soil. And this way, you know, even if it was raining, like, in the winter or this time of year, like, if I had spinach under cover and it warmed up to 40 and I knew it was going to downpour, I could slide the hoop off and just let the spinach or the arugula or whatever, you know, hardy leafy green I was growing get rained on. And that's huge.
How hard will it be to move?
It's not that hard. The whole thing's probably only a couple hundred pounds. And I've seen two people push a 50 by 100. They call them rolling thunders. So, you know, it's the biggest hurdle is kind of is tying it down on each end for wind. But I'm not worried about that. We're protected, and it's a small unit.
Lucas got some of the money to build the hoop house through a matching enterprise grant for agriculture, or what the state calls a mega grant. The idea is to help beginning farm businesses in Massachusetts with startup or expansion costs. And 10 to 12 farms have been selected for funding every year since the program was started in 2011.
I built this about 1,200 for the actual, you know, the galvanized steel structure. And then, you know, if you had to amend your soil and stuff like that, or little things, nuts and bolts, you could probably spend between $1,200 and $1,500.
Lucas Dinwiddie's movable greenhouse is 7 feet tall by 12 feet wide and 25 feet long. The frame and tracks are finished, and this spring he'll stretch on the plastic, put seeds in the ground, and get started a month early on the Cape's short growing season. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
You can find a link to Elliot Coleman's instructions on how to build your own movable greenhouse on our website at capeandislands.org, where you can see pictures of Lucas's project and find our free podcast of the Local Food Report. This show is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicky Merrick. Thanks for listening.